In your point of view, does prayer work? I mean, can prayer really prevent a disaster?
But here is the thing that you have to know about prayer. Think about the emotional scale that we've been talking about, and think about the vibration of love and appreciation, and think about the vibration of fear and terror, and then offer a prayer from the vibration of appreciation, and feel how in alignment with Source you are as you offer those words, and therefore how what you're asking for must come easily unto you. Then think of a prayer of need. Think of a prayer of despair. Think of a prayer where you feel that you are lost and that you need to be saved. You are nowhere near the vibration that you are asking for. And we want you to understand that in the sense of a prayer, anybody who's living anything unwanted is launching the prayer of what they are wanting. In other words, there are mothers all over the world that are up close to the bombs dropping or far away from the bombs dropping who are launching rockets of desire that Source is responding to. The question is, where are they individually in vibrational response to what they're asking for?
Right.
And so you will never find your safety and you will never find protection by trying to control circumstances. The only place you will ever find it is by closing your vibrational gap. And those who do will always be safe. Those who don't will find disruption everywhere they go. There are people who are living in environments of what you would call relative safety who are not in vibrational alignment with their own well-being because of things that they're watching on the other side of the world, and as a result of it, they are bringing trauma into their own lives. Law of attraction will give it to you wherever you are, whatever it is you are offering vibrationally. So the terrorists, whether it's the terror of a drunk driver, whether it's the terror of a stray bullet, whether it's the terror of something falling off of a building and landing on you, the things that you do not want will find you wherever you are if you are a vibrational match to the things that you do not want. And the things that you do want will find you wherever you are.
Got it.
Hester remembers watching some early video footage of Afghanistan with children out there playing in a field while bombs were dropping in the distance. And the children were not even disrupted from their game by the bombs that were dropping. They were so accustomed to them.
Okay.
They weren't hiding from them. They weren't terrified by them. They were accustomed to them. It was as if they had adjusted already to them. And so our point is not that you look for a war zone and get comfortable within it. Our point is that you try to do your best to find alignment wherever you stand, and then the best things that are around you will align to the vibration that you have found. And it has always been that way.
Yeah.